At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on into the Flight by Yuengling Locker Room Show, folks. Bad news is Saints lose to Denver 28-19. The good news, it was the final game of the preseason, and we're on to the real deal after today. Going to go check back in with the top of the Superdome for our latest health update with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister.
Here's the LCMC health update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. A couple guys that ended up leaving the game, one being tackle Landon Young, Kevin Austin Jr., Shane Lemieux, kind of right there before half, limped off the field. Just some question marks on, you know, the overall health of those guys. Good to see a couple guys back. Devin Neal being one of those guys you still have concern for, you know, like we talked about earlier in the game, a guy like Trevor Penning, Fuaga, who didn't play. We didn't mention him. He was dealing kind of with a foot injury. And another one, you know, we talked about Alante Taylor, will be critical going forward on what you do roster-wise depending on the health of some of those guys that you were depending on that I just named. And that is your health update for this game.
Deuce, like they say, the hay is in the barn now, and we'll see what happens with these roster moves for the Saints. I know the 53 has got to be the initial 53 in at Tuesday, 3 p.m. When you look at this QB battle with the Saints, though, between Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck for that top overall position, what are your just overall thoughts on both of these guys?
You like what they give you as far as overall your thoughts on them. You want to see a little bit more. I thought that at times they had really good command of the offense. But, you know, you talk about the turnovers, whether it's the fumble or interception, you know, maybe in another game. Some of those situations, particularly if it's something the QB can control, you don't want them to have. You know, I thought it was a nice job of Shuck being able to get the ball into the end zone in this game. And, you know, you go back and you look at it, well, Tyler was able to kind of get the ball in the end zone in the last game. And so, you know, I don't know if today you still found the answer that you were looking for, but at some point you will get the answer from these coaches of, you know, what direction they want to go with the quarterbacks going forward. And I think, you know, both of those guys will kind of be a work in progress going forward anyway.
You mentioned the return of Devin Neal. It was great to see the rookie out there getting some action. 5 carries, 20 yards. Your impressions of this Saints running back room? I know we got, you know, Alvin Kamara locked solid in as that number one guy. You think that Kendra Miller is probably the number two. Do they keep 4 running backs, you think, or they end up just keeping 3 on this roster?
Well, I think that you'll have 1 or 2 guys that you can put on the practice squad. It really depends on what they want to do, you know, particularly with some of those veteran guys. Some of the young ones, I think that they've shown enough that they want to kind of keep them and continue to develop them. I mean, you're overall pleased, but you're still going to look and see, hey, how can I get better? How can I get better overall with this running back room? That's really at any position. You know, another thing that you kind of have to make sure of when you talk about bringing a new guy in, can he come in and do exactly what I want him to do, particularly if he's going to be a veteran guy? Can he pick up the system? Do I have to give him certain plays that he can go out there and be able to do? And so, you know, whether they keep three on the initial roster or they put two guys on the practice squad, you know, and they're able to call up one on game day, we'll kind of see how that all unfolds, but it'll really depends on what they kind of do at tight end and receiver as well on some of the overall positions.
And for me, Deuce, you look at the health of the offensive line right now is seems to be a really glaring concern, especially with the, you know, the regular season opener upon us coming September 7th. After, you know, seeing what we had at training camp and going through three preseason games, what are your biggest, I guess, concerns for the Saints going into this season?
Well, overall depth. Can you continue to develop it?
Gotcha.
I mean, my left side of the offensive line didn't get to work enough as far as games are concerned, just because I do have a rookie and I had a new left guard. My right tackle didn't play the last game, and he's, you know, former right tackle in college, but didn't do it his rookie year. And so I want that cohesion to be a lot better. I want a lot more snaps, and so that's one of the biggest concerns that you have with offensive line with so many moving parts. And you know, trust me, the light isn't just going to go off just because it's a regular season now. And then, can I continue to develop up front? I mean, because right now, who would be your swing tackle if one of those guys isn't available? And, you know, what would you do in that situation? Who would be your backup guard that you go to if you know, something is kind of banged up with those guys? And so I think from a development standpoint, you know that you have some work to do. You've got some talent there, but that's no different from the running back position. They're going to still look at, you know, what happens with the waiver wire. Can they pick up a guy via trade? You know, and that's all things that you'll kind of say, all right, well, I want to go get this guy. It may cost me some assets. Some people may be up in arms. No, don't trade any more draft pick. Well, can that guy help us to be successful not only this year but next year going forward as well?
Deuce, thanks to you and Haas for getting us through the preseason, man. Look forward to hearing you guys soon again for the regular season matchup against Arizona. Have a good one, man.
Thank you.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.